Metro.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, live from deep in the heart of Texas. It is already the second day of November 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have open phones at 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-5525. We're less than 48 hours out from Tuesday's election, national election. They're talking about record turnout of around 75% nationwide. Just heard local news here in Austin out of the station I'm syndicated out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ, talking about 80-plus percent turnout being predicted by the Travis County clerk, Danita Dubois. We're seeing similar numbers of 80-plus percent around the country. That is just unprecedented. Normally, you get about a 55 to 60% turnout in a presidential election. Don't forget there's all the senatorial elections, House elections going on, the state elections, legislative elections, local, county, city elections. And unfortunately, we still have a national average of about 8.5% for local turnout. But we get over 50% for national turnout on average, again, close to 80% this time they're predicting. The real power is locally. The big foreign multinational corporations, the special interest, the people creating a world government is an end run around our liberties and freedoms in the Western world. They are, for a long time, buying off the leaders of the House and Senate and, of course, the executive branch. But they don't have total control over the local area, and that's where we can still have a huge effect. I want to open the phones up today for your take on who you're voting for. Third party, is it Ralph Nader or is it the Constitution Party? Chuck Baldwin, are you voting for Barack H. Obama? Are you voting for John McCain? Your take on the future of this country and the military and police. Now, we told you they were gearing up for martial law a long time ago. We're not saying that's going to happen. We're saying they're locked and loaded for it. But now they've openly in the last few weeks been saying, yes, we are ready for national riots and cities burning if Barack Obama doesn't win. But most polls show Barack Obama at least 5 points ahead. Some show him as many as 13 points ahead. But the Electoral College is a little bit different, and his lead is slightly less there. I don't like either one of the candidates. They're both anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-New World Order candidates. My main problem with Barack Obama is that I found writings of his when he first got in the U.S. Senate 4 years ago calling for carbon taxes in the name of stopping CO2, that's actually what plants breathe, to regulate every facet of our lives, to shut down a lot of power plants, giving us cheap energy and killing a lot of jobs. And then he also wants these tattletale brigades, over a million-man youth brigade, as domestic spies. Now, about 9 months ago, I first reported this. Then about 6 months ago, it was in the major newspapers across the country. The first big one I saw it in was the Chicago Tribune. And we wrote stories about it up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But people didn't believe me. So I just want to remind you once more that a domestic force of spies, A, isn't Barack Obama's idea, but B, he's pushing it. And C, this has been stated for a long time, the government's plan to bring us into a high-tech police state. So let's go ahead and play a clip of Barack Obama. This is, again, he's talked about this for years, but here he is last July in Colorado Springs, Colorado, the real seat of the Northcom U.S. government that is really running things. And here he is calling for these youth brigades. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Now, that's why, and if you read the fine print, it's going to be arrogant, full of themselves, ignorant, 18 to 20-year-olds. The CIA illegally for decades has been operating inside the United States, and we've exposed that with governors and police chiefs and others they've tried to buy off. But Barack Obama is only pushing what the establishment wants. John McCain, incidentally, and you can pull this clip up as well, has called repeatedly for having a domestic surge of U.S. Army on the streets of America to, quote, fight crime. We've now seen the Illinois governor about 2 months ago say we're going to use National Guard for door-to-door gun confiscation. So this is really happening, and both parties are pushing this. The entire presidential election is a giant distraction, a giant diversion, to sell the public that presidents actually run something, and that they're actually in power. A long time ago, the continuity of government system took power not just from Congress but away from the president. And the National Security Council, controlled by a select group of private banks through the military, controls the United States. And this is all over foreign newspapers. This is well known in a lot of white papers even put out by our own government. But the general public is not aware of that. Shifting gears into another subject that I'd like to discuss today with everybody. That's the fact that a month ago, I told you on air, because I read the banker takeover bill, that it would allow a small group of four U.S. banks and about eight to nine different foreign banks, depending on how you read it, come in and be given governmental power through the Treasury Department and total anonymity, that's secrecy, and immunity, and that no one could even review or look at what they did henceforth. And we read that many times on air, and people attacked me saying, the small minority that was for it, national poll showed about 95-98% against the banker takeover bill. And congressmen that I interviewed on air and also in the press reported about 1,000-to-1 phone calls. About 1,000-to-1 phone calls against it. But still, the shadow government did what they wanted and gave this new power to them. And then not one red cent has been loaned out to the American people. Not one red cent has been given to anybody for their mortgages or to back up any bad mortgages that have been securitized and sold into derivatives, and that's the real issue. Not one red cent was spent for that. And out of the trillion plus that's been pumped out, it's not $700 billion, not $840 billion. Even Bloomberg got it right. Ron Paul's report on it, too. It's about $5 trillion. If you read the banker takeover bill, it states that they are just going to give it to their CEOs, their employees, as cash bonuses. And I have several mainstream news articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com where they are giving, well, alone in the United States, around $25 billion of the bailout directly to Goldman Sachs alone will go to bonuses. That money directly will be used as bonuses. And the banks are in the news saying we're just keeping the money and we're using it to acquire other banks and insurance companies and sports teams, institutions, companies. With your money, you have to pay for that in tax money, and it also devalues the currency via the overprinting and overissuance of it on the world market and sold globally as bonds, U.S. bonds, and different securities. So there are the facts. I mean, here's the Associated Press from a few days ago. I talked a lot about this on the weekday show. It says, uses for $700 billion bailout money ever shifting. First, the $700 billion rescue for the economy was about buying devalued mortgage-backed securities from tottering banks to unclog frozen credit markets. Then it was about using the $250 billion of it to buy stakes in banks. That idea was that the banks would use the money to start making loans. But reports surfaced that banks are instead using the money to buy other banks, pay dividends, and give employees raises and executives bonuses. And it goes on to say that, see, these are offshore corporations, and they're totally ruthless. And the New York Times even reported 2 days ago, actually Thursday, 3 days ago now, back on October 29th, they actually reported, and they even have recordings of this, the head of Chase and the head of Morgan admitting that, oh, this is great for us. We're just going to have bonuses and take over other institutions. So there you go, folks. Total criminality. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot more. Stay with us.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. We are live 48 hours out from the 2008 presidential election. The globalists have given us two puppets. I'll go to your calls here in a moment, but going back to the banker takeover empowerment bill of a month ago, remember they said if Congress didn't pass it, there would be a depression. They had to have that money that week to shore up these companies, and then not one red cent a month later has gone to any of those companies. It's going into bonuses. I mentioned the tens of billions of dollars for Goldman Sachs here in the U.S. In England, it's $14 billion, or 7.5 million pounds to begin with, for bonuses. And they're bragging and laughing. And then Congress was given some of the details of who's being paid what last week, and they were all blacked out. And the public was told, well, that was in the bill, total secrecy. See, corruption on its face. And when they passed the banker bailout bill a month ago, I had members of Congress on the show, not just on C-SPAN. We saw them on C-SPAN saying we were threatened with martial law if we don't pass this on that Friday. And so again, ladies and gentlemen, throughout history, powerful interests seek to get control of governments to then loot the public treasury. That's happening now. And Barack Obama and John McCain supported the banker takeover bill. And Barack Obama has gotten three times the Wall Street money that John McCain got and four times the Goldman Sachs money. So I'm not even saying go out and vote for either one of these guys or vote for John McCain. I'm just stating the facts here. John McCain isn't running TV ads where he's already in the Oval Office. John McCain isn't running ads about how he's our global savior. It's very, very frightening, the whole messianic, cult-like thing we're seeing with Barack Obama. And I really feel sorry for all the leftists and people, just like I felt sorry for Republicans. I said, look, George Bush isn't going to be your savior. He isn't going to, you know, not have wars or take your liberties or restore the Second Amendment like he promised to do. It's going to get bad, and it did. And it's going to get even worse under Barack Obama if he is indeed our new Fuhrer. That's just some of the issues I wanted to go over today. Also, every few days I see reports in Europe, in Canada, in the United States of a woman being mugged in the street or raped in the street or a child being beaten to death or a cop hit by a car, bleeding to death on the road. That even happened in Austin a few years ago. And no one stops to help them. Hundreds of passers-by drive by, and at most they call 911. They call 911. And Americans never behave like that. People of the West, people worldwide never behave like that. How did we change? We became a nation of spectators, trained that the government's going to handle it, the government's going to do it. And so we'll be going over that a little bit later in the show with a case in California of a man for, the press reports say, about 30 minutes beating his toddler to death in the street. And everybody called the police, but none of them stopped. I mean, if I see somebody stomping a baby in the street, I'm going to pull over and I'm going to attack them. And it's not because I'm a tough guy. It's because I've got my instincts straight. And by the way, I'm not just saying that. I've told the story. You know, I said I'd get into it later, and I will, in more detail and open the phones up about this whole psychology. And I've got a lot of thoughts on it. But I was in the LaMatta line in northern Austin about 5.5 years ago. And we were getting ready to leave, and I went up to go to the bathroom, and I heard a bunch of yelling and stuff, and I came back out, and there was this crowd of people. It was full, like 7 o'clock at night, you know, on a weeknight at the little restaurant. And this woman was choking, turning purple, falling on the table, and everyone was screaming, call 911. And I said, do the Heimlich. And they would scream at me angrily, no, 911. Like, how dare you, slave? We're meant to stand here and do nothing. You know, they're so conditioned to be pathetic chicken-neck slaves. And there were probably about 20 people around. I had to start pushing through them, and I had some of them physically trying to stop me. And I said, do the Heimlich, and they wouldn't do it. They kept saying, 911, 911. And they couldn't even call 911. They're like chickens, you know, just balking or sheep going, meh, meh, meh. And I had to physically get past them. And as I'm grabbing her to do the Heimlich, you know, which they offered it as a free course for the fire department when I was in the swim team back in Dallas in junior high, so I, you know, have a basic course on it. And the point is that I grab her and I do the Heimlich, and a big piece of bread comes out, and then they were all kind of looking at me weird, and some of them thanking me, but some of them looking at me strange. And I thought, before I get arrested, I'm just getting out of here, because that's a crime to be involved, to have that, to take action in America. And so, you know, only men in black uniforms with submachine guns can do it. We've been trained to be slaves. So I got out of there quickly. But that is what's wrong with this country. And, you know, people are more concerned with UT losing to Texas Tech, and they're crying and whining and literally sobbing over it. Meanwhile, foreign banks are completely taking over the government. Northcom has, you know, already taken control of the government, and we're under total police state being looted, and they don't care. They, you know, they care if the Cowboys lose or if the Titans lose or if the Dolphins lose, and we're a gelded population meant to stand by, where action is looked down upon. All right, I've already been ranting too long here. I want to go to your phone calls. Steve in Utah, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Just wanted to bring up some, like, subtle things. I seen a toy advertisement on TV the other day for a police helmet and handlebars for your kid to run around the house and make believe he's a police officer, and it showed a picture of dad behind bars. I just thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's all part of, they did it in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. They tell the children, you're going to be over your parents. You're going to command them. Time Magazine for Kids in two different issues has said, you're going to take the microchip. You're cool. You know what to do. Your parents are dumb. And all over the country, in the name of the war on drugs, not to be war on terror, they have the kids write dossiers on their parents. I mean, the country is so far gone. And for about a decade, all the children's toys go to the store. None of it's a USA flag on the tank or the jet or the helicopter or the troops. It's all troops wearing black masks, troops, you know, United Nations force, global force. They're brainwashing the children.
Well, I just wanted to, bring up, you know, you made me aware of things like that, and then I just seen it, and I was just like, whoa, that's kind of weird. And then another thing, there was this rap star, T.I., he was involved in some kind of federal gun issue where he was charged federally for some having some machine guns or what have you, and he's coming to concert, and I noticed one of the sponsors was the U.S. Army. I thought that was kind of weird. I don't remember the U.S. Army sponsoring any concerts. So.
Well, that's how they got Oliver Stone to sell out and make all these brainwashing movies like W that makes him some lovable idiot savant, and he really thought WMDs were there, all lies. That's how they got him to make, you know, these pro-government view 9/11 film. I know people in Hollywood, is it's all his drug convictions, and they just said, look, you're going to play ball. The average American doesn't know that billions a year are spent on fake newscasts, buying reporters, placing propaganda in TV and movies that are pro-government, pro-New World Order. You know, the average American doesn't know that we didn't have Halloween until the 50s. Madison Avenue created that. They don't know that Santa Claus wasn't even involved in Christmas till Coca-Cola promoted it. They don't know that bacon and eggs was Edward Bernays, the father of modern advertising. They don't understand our whole culture is fake and it's manufactured. And now they're shifting that same social brainwashing system into conditioning the public to totally give up their liberties and freedoms so they'll acquiesce to becoming third world slaves. And now Barack Obama and John McCain are saying global taxes, carbon taxes, regulating your life, bureaucrats involved in your daily life, million-man youth brigades, 3 million-man tattletale environmental brigades. They're here. And none of it has anything to do with the environment or helping the earth. It's all about control, feudalism, serfdom. And things are just going to get worse and worse. The elite are eating our lunch. We'll be right back with more calls from Canada, New York.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flax seed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live, 48 hours out from the big diversion, the big corporate diversion, the big PR extravaganza to make you think that the presidents actually run things. You know, the big foreign banks engineered the derivatives crisis. They gave themselves unlimited power through Congress by terrorizing the Congress, threatening them with martial law. Now they're openly stealing all the money for themselves. You'll have to pay back in tax money. And when I talk about corporate propaganda, you know, how we didn't celebrate Halloween till the 50s, or how we didn't celebrate Christmas the way we do until going back into the 1920s with Christmas and Coca-Cola and Santa Claus. I'm not even attacking those supposed institutions. My point is that that shows you how they mold your mind. That shows you how they're able to engineer societies. I mean, how do they get women to smoke cigarettes? Women had always seemed unladylike to smoke cigarettes. Well, they had the Women's Lib movement, and they funded them hundreds of thousands of dollars. That was millions at the time, an equivalent. And they had them go out and lead the parades, and then the newspapers would publish, oh, look, they're free, they're radical, they're smoking cigarettes. Just another example of how they form your ideas. And all I'm asking people to do is to start realizing that we are living in a sea of propaganda. We are living in a sea of manipulation. We live under a completely federalized, micromanaged society. I mean, I have a stack of news articles here in front of me. Some of them are up on Infowars.com. The headline, The New Technology of Repression by Consortium News. And it goes through what Bob Woodward a few months ago talked about, these secret weapons that are as big as the Manhattan Project that our military, really the globalist military, is using in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're now admitting what a lot of it is, something I told you about years ago. Face scanning cameras, retina scanning cameras, license plate scanning cameras, systems that track you everywhere you go, even if you cover your face by the way you walk. That is all in place here in the United States under NORTHCOM. That is the power of oppression and tyranny that has already been set up. And all over the country, you know, you may not be aware of this, but you should ask your children in public schools and even in private schools under federal accreditation, which is through the states, they are training your children to spy on you, to tattle on you. The cartoons, the movies, the culture, it's all about being spies. They are, you know, not just selling us on a new holiday or a new style or that you got to have bacon with your eggs. Now, that was a PR thing. Nobody ate bacon with eggs. They are now selling you to be a snitch, to be a tattletale. They are now selling you on just so many things that are horrible. But the good news is their propaganda isn't working. You get 95% in major polls or higher against the banker takeover bill, but it still happens. That's the bad news. Or 91% in the Gallup polls against open borders, but still the borders are open. Or 75% or higher against the war, but it continues. So the good news is the people are waking up. The bad news is the establishment is completely ignoring everything we're saying, everything we're doing. And they are setting up a tyranny here in the United States. You know, I was listening to another talk show earlier today on the radio, a well-known doctor, Dr. Dean Adell. We've actually interviewed him. Trey, I want to get him back on. Because I was nice to him the last time we had him on and then made him backpedal on a bunch of things. But this time, I'm not going to be as nice. But I want you to set him up again for an hour, please, the next few weeks. And I heard a lady call in, and she said, it's a few hours ago, because they re-air him on the weekend here on the station we transmit out of and syndicate across the country, again, 590 a.m. here in Central Texas. And, you know, it's an interesting, entertaining show. I'm not even attacking the show. It's just that the tactic, we're going to your calls here in a moment after that, the tactic he uses is the one I see used by the mainstream media and people on the left and the right, who all work for the same masters. The lady called in and she said, I can't find chewing gum, bubble gum, any gum that doesn't have aspartame with sugar now. And that's true. You go to a 7-Eleven or you go to a store, you can go to the grocery store, they may have 20 different types of gum. Right on the back, they all say aspartame. And it's an artificial sweetener approved in 1982 by Searle. Searle got it approved. Rumsfeld was the head of it. And she said, you know, I remember when I was in college, the former head of the EPA came and he said that, you know, on his speech, he said, I know I wouldn't feed this stuff to my family. And she said, is it true it's bad for you? And he said, no, it's nothing's wrong with it. It's wonderful. Since the internet got big in the late 90s, there's a fake email that goes around listing fake doctors and fake information, and it's all fake, and aspartame is good for you. You know, it's funny. I probably interviewed more than 50 or 60 scientists, doctors, neurologists, toxicologists. We went back and got the documents from the approval of aspartame in 1982. And so that they could get aspartame universally adopted as the new sweetener, the media falsely demonized, and lobbyists from Searle demonized, saccharin, which they found if you fed rats, I think it was half their diet for something like a year, you can go pull the actual study up, half their diet, I mean half of what they were eating was saccharin, just thousands of times what a human would ingest per capita for their body weight. That they got these fatty, non-cancerous, benign tumors in their kidneys. Okay? And so they demonized a artificial sweetener that actually wasn't really bad for you, comparatively. And then they got aspartame approved, known as NutraSweet or Equal as the brand names. And its patent ran out about 5 years ago. That's why now it's in tens of thousands of foods, not just a few. So it's so inexpensive now. And it's 64 times sweeter per gram than sugar. And at 87 degrees in the stomach, at 87 degrees, it breaks down into wood alcohol. And that's a fact. And I've read on air, I mean, these are from universities, the studies of when it got approved where they gave it to rhesus monkeys and half the baby rhesus monkeys they gave it to in their milk, was more than half of them died. And so, I mean, there's so much evidence that aspartame is an excitotoxin, is toxic, is deadly, that it'll make your head spin. And I've interviewed the medical doctors, the scientists. I've held those documents in my hand, so I'm going to get him on. And then I'm going to read him those studies. And, I mean, these were FDA studies. And that reminds me of 2 weeks ago, the Food and Drug Administration came out and said, well, There's melamine from China, and it sickened 56,000 children there, killed a bunch of people. But we're saying melamine is no longer bad for you. And I've got government reports coming out now saying mercury in the shots isn't bad for you. And I even have a CBS News report here. It's up on Infowars.com. We're not going to play it, but it's a link where they have a medical doctor on. And the FDA scientist unanimously came out and said that the BPA that's in most of the plastic products you and your family, your babies drink out of, is an estrogen mimicker and very toxic. And that's why we have girls when they're five going into puberty. That's why we have boys that are hyper feminine. Europe and Japan banned this stuff years ago. And there's no reason. Most plastics don't have it. And it's just the one that they chose to put in here. And but the head of the FDA, the EPA is also saying it's bad. But this is the FDA ignores science advisory panel on poisonous baby bottles, BPA. And they just said, we don't care. It's going to stay in the plastic here in the United States. Now, I'm sorry. Melamine will kill you. Will make you sick. Will attack your kidneys. BPA that leaches out of these plastics is a big problem. And it's been well known. And you just can't sit up there and say that it's not. There are thousands of studies that cell phones are giving people brain tumors from governments and universities. It's an absolute fact. It's a microwave relay system. That's why your computers go crazy when your cell phone rings. It's powerful. And it's microwaving right through your skull, and the people get the tumor right there. It's the same thing with sodium fluoride put in the water. I have all these reports about they give it to horses and cows, fluoride water. They all die. But they put it in our water. So I'm tired of the denial here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm tired of the fact that we have a criminal eugenics elite putting this in our water and our food on purpose. Yes, it's all on purpose. Okay, your calls from Chris, Matt, Chad, George, Jawad, Joe, Jim, everybody. When we get back after this quick break, I'll continue with calls throughout this transmission. We're just trying to give you the facts you can make.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy.
Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Okay, let's continue with your phone calls right now, talking about the private banks taking over the United States, openly announcing they want a, quote, new world order, using that term, run for and by a private group of banks that will control our governments and set our taxes and levy a bunch of new carbon taxes, phony environmental taxes on us. That's all openly being announced, exactly as we told you they would, because we have their own documents. You can stand up against these people or, I guess, just stand down. And like Americans do now when they see a crime being committed. From the land of the free, home of the brave, to the land of the thumb-sucking cowards. That's not all of us, but that's a large portion of us. We have to wait for the mainstream media or the establishment to tell us that we can stand up or take action. See, that's all part of the mind control, to be a bunch of passive TV-watching sycophants. Chris in San Marcos, Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, howdy.
Hello.
I wanted to talk about the election. I went in on the 20th, and I voted Bob Barr for Libertarian. Because I'll die with a smile on my face if I don't ever have to vote Republican or Democrat again. I mean, it's gotten so bad the two parties have merged into the same enemy. And if people don't even realize that, it's time to shut off the Rush Limbaugh, you know?
Well, what's happened is they have sold the public on voting like it's a horse race or a football game on who you think is going to win instead of whose policies you actually agree with. You notice the two parties don't ever want to make it about policies because their policies are almost identical. It turns into what is Sarah Palin wearing or are you a racist if you don't like Barack Obama, on and on and on.
Wear the American flag pin, yeah. But, it's no longer a viable option to say I'm voting for the lesser of two evils. The system's never going to recover if we don't start voting for our beliefs. And the way I see it, the libertarians are the only people that still seem to care about the Constitution. I mean, there was that one guy, Ron Paul, but, he was a wacko.
Yeah, he was a wacko. He told us the derivatives market was being set up for a collapse and they were devaluing the currency. All right, he's voting for Bob Barr. Let's go ahead now and talk to Jawad in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. I'm calling from Binghamton, New York. I'd just like to say thank you for all the hard work that you're doing. We really appreciate it here in Binghamton. I really got working up. I have really just three quick things and one question.
All right.
For you. The first thing is that on November 6th at my school, BCC, my college, we're showing your film Endgame at Titchener Hall at 3 p.m. to anyone out there in Binghamton who's listening or Ithaca. Also, regarding the insider trading that took place on 9/11, I was watching a film today on Google Videos. It's called Ring of Fire. I don't know how good it is or whatever. Basically, because we had the trouble with the Zeitgeist thing, so I don't know how good it is. It's kind of really critical of religion, but it's called Ring of Fire, and on that, it mentioned that regarding the insider trading that took place on 9/11, it said Merrill Lynch, HSBC, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Lehman Brothers, and General Motors, and a few others were the ones involved in the insider trading. And the reason I bring this up is because you keep mentioning that the banker bailout, and these are the same guys.
Well, for those that don't know, there was record put options, never before that big and never after that big. Specifically, not just on airlines, but specifically on United and American in the 4 days leading up to it. And we all heard, we're going to find out who was behind it because of the insider trading. And then it led to Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA, and Alex Brown, the company, and others. So it got shut down.
Yes, absolutely. And the third thing is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this one guy. People call him a scholar, but I don't know too much about him. His name is Cornell West. But he was on C-SPAN, like, about a year ago, and he mentioned Will Smith and said that Will Smith was a Scientologist or something like that. Now, the reason I bring this up is that I remember Will Smith did a movie just recently called I Am Legend, and in that movie, it was supposed to be like some virus that caused 85% of the world's population.
Yeah, it's a vaccine that's supposed to cure people of cancer, and then it kills the majority of the world population.
Absolutely. So my point is, do you see this being part of the globalist agenda where they're intending on using something similar to the picture in this movie? If this man, again, is an insider, he's like maybe a Scientologist, and he's in and he has some insight into what the plan is, but so he glorifies it in some way.
Well, I Am Legend was written back in the early 1950s, and then it was made into Omega Man, and then they made an I Am Legend, and then they made the newest one under the same title. You know, when I get up on air and I say that the United Nations and the IMF and the World Bank and the Club of Rome and the Council on Foreign Relations put out white papers saying they want to exterminate 80 to 90% of the population, I mean, my films, Road to Tyranny and Endgame, cover that. And by the way, a lot of my films have bibliographies. Endgame, 3-hour film. Well, it's about 2 hours, 40 minutes, and has an hour extra. So it's the point is that it has a bibliography. And every second of the film, every video clip, every document, we have linked up on whatistheendgame.com, www.whatistheendgame.com. And, yes, they are putting sodium fluoride in the water. Just Google sodium fluoride cancer. And, I mean, hundreds of mainline studies that it more than doubles cancer, just in bone cancer alone. Or that they decided in the 50s to put the particular type. There were hundreds of types of plastic they could adopt, but they had adopted the BPA-based plastic that they knew would sterilize men in the West. That's why sperm counts are down by about 85%. Women are infertile because too much of this hormone ends up sterilizing you. And I could go on and on. But, I mean, how do you get the public to come to grips with that? I mean, I'm sorry. I told you the banker bailout bill was a scam, and it is. I tell you everything. I told you 9/11 was going to happen before it happened. This is what I do. I'm not an expert on Texas Tech and UT and the Cowboys. I'm an expert on the New World Order, folks. And let me tell you, they're eugenicists. If you don't know what that term is, Google it. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to George in Texas. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
Yes. You know, Mom, last week my wife came home in tears. She was threatened to arrest at the DPS because she refused to get a thumb scan.
That's right. That's all part of the international agreement. That is a world ID card, not just a national ID card. It's all part of submitting to your enslavement.
I mean, is it color of law to do that?
You will thumbprint to buy and sell. They're going in the tanning salons, the stores, the churches, the libraries, parents to get their children at public schools, you know, thumb scanning. And what it is, they say driving is a privilege. It isn't. I have the Supreme Court rulings. But in the 30s, they said, well, these trucks are tearing up the road. If you're involved in commerce, trucks need a driver's license. And then 15, 20 years later, depending on the state, they phased in that it was a privilege to drive, but only under commerce. And the state police were really federal, set up in the late 30s, and they have no idea what's going on, and they don't believe me. They love the system, so give your children more fluoride water. Don't believe me. And give them more mercury shots. You know, don't believe me. Just love your government. Well, it's not your government. It's criminal bankers. You're under eugenics. Thumb scan. Enjoy yourselves. You're going to have a national sales tax on top of the income tax. Everything you're doing being tracked under carbon credits on your card.
So,
what'd they say to your wife?
Well, they told her if you don't take this thumbprint, you're going to be arrested. And I'm not going, is it color of law to take that thumbprint?
I mean, they should have just said, well, you know, you don't get a license and then you'll get arrested. Now, citizens get arrested for no ID. Illegal aliens don't. I've had police admit this, but it's been in the news. So, again, it's all part of humiliation, all part of domination, all part of bringing the country to its knees, all part of us learning how to be slaves. And we are. We are now slaves. The public just sits down and shuts up and goes along with anything.
And also, too, she went to the health department and asked for a federal vaccine waiver form, and they say there ain't no such thing.
Well, that's another lie. Number one, there's no law to take any vaccines. Number two, they then kick your kids out under truancy laws, saying it's a school policy. Then criminal charges kick in for the truancy, not for the, quote, non-existent law of taking vaccines. And so, yes, they are criminals. They will lie. Google this, vaccine exemption or vaccine waiver form. But why do you need a waiver for something that isn't a law to begin with? Hey, Google forced vaccine Maryland, and I even had the head of the state on, the head attorney, who they had police dogs barking and thousands of kids showing up crying, being, quote, forcibly injected under color of law. It is a bankrupt criminal government. And anybody that doubts me, only a criminal government would lie and say that you have to take a vaccine.
Well, I kind of
when there's no law.
I kind of see the people down the road pushing back. I mean, when
they are going to push back. That's why they openly admit the local police are now dialing in to the spy satellites, the control grids, the FEMA camps. Every major city has helicopters standing by, according to declassified documents in 2000 by the Sunshine Project, with helicopters with opiate knockout gases waiting to gas every major city.
Well, I just pray that this election is peaceful, but I don't think it's going to be peaceful. I talked to a woman who lives in the Caribbean, who came from Africa, and this is what she said. She's a black woman. She sat there and said, Barack Obama will lead the black people down to the slaughter. I said, these charismatic leaders, once they get in power, I said, that's when the horror starts.
Yeah, we have a completely criminal elite looting everything in power. During the break, I'm going to Google vaccine exemption form, and then you will be on official state websites. And you will know anyone that tells you it's the law is a criminal, liar, piece of filth. Period. Don't believe me? Check for yourself. Find out. That's just...
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey.